Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Feeling well enough to walk, Henry, I think we'd better go back to the house. Margaret and your mother are terribly anxious about you.
But why?
We all feared that this man Margaret saw may have been up to some sort of devilment and that you were hurt.
Oh, what nonsense. He's a friend of mine. The last one in the world to do me any harm.
Where did you meet him? From what Margaret said, he must be a very unpleasant-looking person. The poor child was frightened into hysteria by the very sight of him.
Oh, that's bad. I'm terribly sorry she saw him. Well, it won't happen again, I promise you.
Then come along and let them see for themselves that you're safe and sound. Margaret came over here to see if you'd go with her to Lord's.
You mean cricket?
Yes.
Oh, I'd almost forgotten the existence of such a thing.
Then it wouldn't do you any harm to remember it. You'll have to get out of the atmosphere of this laboratory of yours, my boy. You're as pale as a ghost. Come along, shut the door after you and forget it for a while.
I will. I said I'd keep on until I'd made the discovery. Now that I have, you'll see me turn into a different person. I'm free now, Father. Free as I've never been before in my whole life. As no man has ever been.
Well, I'm sure I don't quite know why you should say that, but if it means we're going to see something of you and you're going to live a more normal, happy life, I must say I'm very glad.
Why, it's a lovely day. Quite warm and sunny outside.
Mr. Jekyll, come quickly.
Why, Maud, what's the matter?
Mr. Jekyll, sir, she's had a turn. She's awful bad.
Henry, come quickly. The shock and excitement's been too much for her.
Lie her down flat on the floor, Margaret. Now, take away that cushion. Now, loosen the collar of her dress. Father, the hypodermic. It's all right. We'll get her round.
Can I get you anything else?
No. This injection's the only thing. She should rally in a few moments.
Henry, she's lying awfully still. I can't seem to feel her pulse.
Let me try.
Henry. What is it? Why are you looking like that?
Oh, Father. Father.
The breathing stopped.
Henry. She's dead. She's dead. If you'll just sign these documents, Henry, that finalizes all the legal side of the matter, and your mother's estate passes to you. Just here, beside that seal. Well, you're now a young man of considerable fortune, Henry.
Yes. I had no idea that Mother was so wealthy.
It's a big responsibility. You can do a great many things with as much money as that.
I hope I'll do good with it, Mr. Utterson.
I hope you will.
Oh, Mr. Utterson, nearly 2 years ago I spoke to you about Margaret. You told me then that you were not satisfied with the thought of me as her husband. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember very well.
Have you still got anything against me?
Who is this man, Edward Hyde?
Why do you ask about him?
I can't help wondering what you can have to do with such a man.
What do you know about him?
Nothing. I only know what my daughter told me. But her description was enough to rouse all my old doubts and apprehensions. If you have anything in common with such a man, what manner of man are you?
This is too much. Before, you had a legitimate cause for complaint against me. I hold no brief for myself. But you promised me that if I gave up my old ways of life, you'd give me another chance. Have you had anything against me in the past 2 years?
Nothing. Your life has been blameless.
And now you make this man Hyde, whom you know nothing of, an excuse for denying Margaret to me. This is why I've seen so little of her lately, isn't it?
She was very shaken by your mother's death. You know that. She went to stay in the country.
At John Fairley's place. You're hoping she might begin to prefer John, aren't you?
Margaret is free to marry whomsoever she chooses.
That's not true. She chose me years ago. And you've done everything in your power to keep us apart.
Margaret's welfare is my first consideration, Henry. I want nothing but her happiness. I would never go so far as to forbid her to marry you.
But you'll do everything in your power to try and wean her away from me.
I would think that I'd done less than my duty to her if I did anything else.
Mr. Utterson, what have you got against me?
Edward Hyde.
You'll be wanting any supper when you come in, Mr. Henry, sir?
No, thanks, Poole. Oh, by the way, I'm going down to the laboratory for a while. If I'm not into dinner, don't worry about me.
No, sir.
And don't tell anybody where I am. You understand that? No one at all.
I understand, sir.
I'm thinking of going away for a few days, as a matter of fact. If I'm not here in the morning, you'll know that I've gone.
Yes, sir. Would you like to leave an address, sir, for letters or messages?
No, no address. I'm going away to be by myself. Completely by myself.
Yes, sir. A very good idea, sir.
You know, Poole, when you drop your eyes like that and get that bland, expressionless look of stupidity over your face, I realize all over again what a pearl of butlers you are.
I've always endeavored to give satisfaction, sir.
Well, go on. Get away with you down to the servants' quarters and see that none of those maids ever come spying round that outer building. I'll not stand for it, mind.
Oh, sir, I hope there hasn't been any more of that since I dismissed Alice.
No, there hasn't, but it doesn't do any harm to keep reminding them.
I'll remind them, sir. You can rely on me for that. How long do you intend to be away, sir?
I don't know. You can expect me when you see me. Dust and cobwebs over everything. I haven't been here for weeks. Not since the night. The night that Mother died. Why should I think of that? I've come in here to forget it. To forget Henry Jekyll and everything about him. I'm sick to death of him. Let's have a little of Hyde. There's nothing half-hearted about Hyde. He knows what he wants. And there are no regrets. He never weeps or repents. He's made his bargain with the devil, and he pays the price. Let me see now. Here's the tincture. And here are the salts. I must weigh them to the utmost point of accuracy. Wasn't that what you said, Professor? Can you see me now? Are you pleased with your pupil? I haven't failed to keep my promise. In a few more minutes, you will see my other self in all his perfidy. The living, breathing vindication of your death. One, two, three, 4 minutes. That's the dose. And now, the salts. Now the crystals start to melt, and the color changes. Crimson, rich and thick, like human blood. Now it brightens, and the gases start to rise. It starts to change. It turns to purple. Darker. Darker. And the boiling stops. Now it fades. It turns to green. Palest.
coolest green. And nothing remains now but to drink it down.
Look in the mirror, Henry Jekyll. Take a last look at your pallid, haunted face. The face that she at one time likened to a saint.
Saint! What did they get for their pains but martyrdom? And the chill austerity of self-denial and prayers? Is that what you wish for, Henry Jekyll? Don't you prefer the pleasures of the earth to the doubtful rewards of heaven? The laughter and the music and the wine? The red lips of women and the fever of impassioned nights? Drink then, you craven. Why do you hesitate? The agonies that follow will be terrible, but so are the pangs of birth. Come, dump it down and be reborn as Edward Hyde. Then nothing is denied to you. No matter what foul action you commit, once you assume again the form of Henry Jekyll, you have passed beyond the range of punishment. Close your eyes and nerve yourself and drink. It's done. It's over with. Once more, I've had the courage to go through the agony, and now, in a moment, I'll get up off the floor and look at myself in the mirror. I'll see the form of Edward Hyde, hideous, misshapen, and dwarfed. A sight to chill the very blood of common men. Now, I'm strong enough. Now, I can get up and look. What's this? I see the face of Henry Jekyll. It isn't Hyde. I failed. I've lost the power. Stop. Wait a minute. Think calmly. There's been some slight mistake, that's all. A simple error. I must try again. Again. Oh, that agony, that grinding of the bones, that deadly nausea, the horror of the spirit that cannot be exceeded in the hour of birth or death. No, I can't do it. Not again. I'll not leave this room till I succeed. Oh, how tired. How tired I am. How tired.